Hey, welcome to the Team Babe podcast. I'm Jason and I'm Babe.
And I'm Robin and I'm Babe. Hello.
How do you do?
Well, pretty good, and you?
Oh, not so bad. we've been knocking them dead on new podcast episodes lately.
Yeah.
Super consistent. Once every...
Whenever we feel like it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I hear that's like the key to, you know, keeping and maintaining a strong following is like, you know, being really predictable with your release schedule.
I think that's like true for life. It's like you just do what you want whenever and then you're super successful.
Mm. You do what you want whenever and
just
you're super
successful.
Just
whenever you feel like it.
Just whenever.
Yeah. And if you don't feel like it, you just don't do it.
Yeah.
That's how it works for everything, right?
That sounds good.
I'm looking forward to that day. I'll just be like, somebody will call me up and be like, hey, I've got all this work that needs to be done. I'll be like, I don't feel like it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just call me another day. I'm just not in the mood today.
Not in the mood. Not in the mood to make that sweet, sweet cheddar.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Someday. I'll get to make that call, right? Maybe.
Yeah.
Someday,
not too long from now.
Oh, good.
No doubt.
So how have you been since January, babe?
Well, let's see. I would say that a rising tide lifts all ships.
Oh. Did you experience a rising tide?
Did I since January?
I mean.
Like, did we go to the ocean?
No.
Okay. No.
You can't remember if we went to the ocean.
You know, our typical winter ocean outing, escaping to warmer climes and the tropics or perhaps the southern hemisphere.
I mean, I like that idea, but I don't think we do that. Do we?
No, we don't. Not yet. But that's part of, you know, when we're saying no to that work.
Yeah,
it'll be because
we're on vacay.
Yeah.
Permanent vacay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, since January. It's been since January.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're almost through March here.
I know. We're going to catch this one before March is over.
We're marching toward April.
Yeah, we sure are.
How have I been since January? It's been a busy time.
Yeah, it has.
For the Rebel Alliance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of missions have you been doing?
Lots of missions, lots of little keyboard missions, you know, sitting at the old deskaroo.
Mm-hmm.
Tippity tapping out.
I know. There've been some times where it's been 10:30 at night.
And
you're still clickety clacking.
That was like earlier tonight, right?
Yeah.
Was it 10:30?
Almost.
Yeah. Well, I've been learning some coding stuff and the potential obsession level with trying to, you know, find or figure out some solution to a coding challenge, perhaps on Code Wars or whatever. It can just drop me right into a black hole, and I don't know where I went. And when I come back, I'm like, oh wow, I look at the clock and I'm like, I was gone that long.
Yeah,
it's one of those weird things. It's like Narnia, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think it means you must like it. Or you're just obsessed. Or both, perhaps.
Yeah, both, I think, would be the answer. But I do need to, establish some more healthy boundaries around that. Because, you know, I do the clickety-clacking at the job.
Right.
And then I do the clickety-clacking at the after the job and before the job sometimes. Anyway, I don't know. It's been busy. It's been... it's been fun at times. How about you? How's your winter through early spring been? Is it spring?
Yeah.
It's spring.
It is. Don't you remember when we put out that fun little reel about spring?
Yeah.
On the first day of spring?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
What was it about again? Just remind me real quick. I'm sure I'll remember after you say like a key word or two.
Well, our new favorite band, Creature of Doom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a little highlight. Mm. Highlight reel.
Yeah.
That's why it's called a reel, see? It's a highlight reel.
Wait. I don't get it.
You know Instagram reels?
Yeah.
Well, it's called reels because it's a highlight reel.
Yeah. That's what I thought. But, what else would it be?
That's very old-fashioned.
Oh, the highlight reel? Like for an actor?
Yeah.
Or something? Huh. A sizzle reel?
Yeah. Sizzle. I like that.
Yeah, man. You got to have your sizzle reel ready to go or else are you even a real actor?
I mean, if this is acting, where's my paycheck, right? So, how have I been this winter? Well, I mean, I guess I've been all right. I've been pretty busy myself. I've had some long nights of working too. It's been too much working. Okay, let's just say that. And yeah. Too much sitting in front of the computer. And but I mean, I've been getting out there and walking, and it hasn't really been like winter at all. Mm. You know, as far as the weather is concerned, it's been like summer.
Yeah, it's been a pretty mild, mild one.
Yeah. So that works good for like walking and enjoying nature. Not so great for droughts and whatnot. But,
yeah. When you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, like in a couple months. And
yeah, we're almost there, it's, you know, in this lovely valley that we live in. This is the valley of death in the summertime. I mean, geez Louise.
It's, yeah, the valley of death. Not death. Don't get it mixed up. Don't get it twisted.
No.
It's not Death Valley. It's the Valley of Death.
Right.
It's like the Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
Or Doom of the Temple.
So let me ask you this. I think it's Doom of the Creature. But
Creature of the Doom. Yeah.
Yeah. But so let me ask you, when you're doing coding and you're doing all this problem solving, do you think that you get as abstract about time as I do when I'm thrift store shopping?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. It's one of the few experiences I've had like that where you just kind of drop out of time.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, and I just don't know if that's good or if it'll be the death of me.
Well, I know from my own experience, it is sometimes good for business, and then it is also a curse.
Is it good for pleasure?
Yeah.
Or just business?
No, both. That's what's wrong with it, is it's too good. And then time gets away from you, you spend too much money, you know, and it's also like an obsession. Mm. Like, you know, I think an obsession gets to be like a very uncomfortable sort of thing. Like you went around the merry-go-round one too many times because it was so much fun and then you want to barf. It's kind of like that.
That never happened to me, but yeah, that I'm shook just thinking about that could happen. It probably happens a lot, right?
Yeah. It's happened to me.
You've puked after being on the merry-go-round?
No, I felt barfy.
You felt barfy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey, so, well, yeah, I think that's great. I think we got it.
Okay, great.
I think we nailed it, but I was going to tell you that I've been listening to and watching various shows and podcasts and things where, like, people speak in, like, English accents, British accents, whatever the fuck it is. Like,
yeah.
Or, you know, and, like, maybe not just, like, England, but like there's Scottish people, there's Irish accents, there's Australian accents, some New Zealanders and stuff, like the Kiwis, I think they call them. And we've been joking about how they pronounce their like the word now with this thing. Are you?
Yeah, well, say it like now? In a sentence. No, like say it like a New Zealander.
No.
Why not?
I won't. But, okay, so anyway, why I was saying that is because I realized today on the way to the store to get some delicious sodas that the reason for that is it's they do that when there's a W. And what does W mean?
What?
No, it means two U's, double U, if you want to take the word literally. And so they're saying W like U, like like as if there were two U's, not wha.
What are they, stupid or something?
No, they're probably, you know, just more, whatever, speaking it in a more like historically accurate way or something like that. And we're like another several steps farther removed from that.
So you mean when I say now?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Now.
Do it now.
No. No.
Because I say that a lot.
Now.
Yeah.
You do?
When I'm mad.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I've heard that. That does seem familiar.
Get in the car now. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, anyway, that was my brainstorm. And I think that probably there's got to be something to that. Because, okay. I mean, W.
Let's look into it.
Yeah, we'll look into it. I think I was listening to the History of English podcast on and off.
Oh, look at you.
It's been, yeah.
It's been?
It's been, yeah. yeah, I'm on and off with it. It's not all the time.
You don't love it all the time.
Well, I just need a little break. But it seems like all my funny shows have gone away.
Oh, babe.
But
not this one.
Not this one. This one's here to stay. I mean, yeah. With this crazy every 3 months release schedule they've got. Well,
you know what? You've already got 81 episodes to catch up on.
I do.
Yeah.
To listen to.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah,
so that's your new favorite show.
I probably won't remember them.
Of course you won't. You can laugh for the first time.
Hear them again for the first time. Yeah. Anyway, so I don't remember if he. It seems like he was saying something about that.
Talking the guy in there about that
W's,
particular thing.
Because it's like I was like, why do they do that when they're saying a W? And then I was like, W, W. W, two U's. And I was like, holy fuck, I cracked the case.
This would be something you would figure out. I mean, this is the kind of stuff.
I'm sure it's known, if it is, like if that's the thing, then people know about that.
But I mean, you know also how to speak properly, right? And also how to use grammar and proper spelling and punctuation. And so this would be right up your alley. I mean, really.
This discovery of mine?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how your brain works. And I think you could have been a great editor.
I am.
I mean, of other people's work.
Man, when I was working at the Lance newspaper.
Now, like, what is that?
That's
for those of you that haven't been to the Lance.
That's the, yeah, that's the community college newspaper.
Okay.
Shasta College.
All right.
And I was in a journalism class and whatever, you know.
Yeah, you were going to be
writing stuff for the paper.
A journalist at one time.
Yeah. And we did an assignment or something where we had to like edit each other's story that we wrote or whatever.
Yeah.
And man, I just fucking ripped it.
You ripped the other person to shreds?
No, I just like made all kinds of corrections and stuff.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. I didn't really say like, you're a fucking asshole.
No,
look
no,
at what
no.
you did to
but
this.
But when you gave them back their paper, it looked like a candy cane. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, you ripped them.
I suggested many a change.
Charlie did that too. Charlie had the opportunity to do that in his English 1A class over the summer. And he was like, oh man, I really sucked it to this guy. I was like, some things must be genetic.
Insufferable fucking bastards.
Oh, ugh. My favorite kind.
God. Yeah. Well, I mean, so like, yeah, if you know, like, hit us up on the socials.
Yeah, right. Or yeah. Are you going to read it?
We'll do a Twitter poll and like, you know.
Dude. I am so going to get you one of these days. I'm going to like make an actual poll.
And did you think I'd forgotten that has to be
no?
part of every episode?
No, it's amazing.
It's what they call a runner in the biz.
Oh.
Which is also what I'll be doing as soon as this episode's on. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get my mean mom voice going here in a second.
Oh, you're going to say that no so definitively. Uh-huh. Wah.
Uh-huh. Wah. No.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah. What are you, dumb? Yeah. What are you, stupid? No, I've actually never said that to the kids. I've asked if they were bozos.
Oh, yeah.
And ding-dongs.
Are you bozos? Why, yes, mother, we are bozos. We've always been bozos.
Oh, but, you know, I never said, are you...
Fader family horror, like, movie, like The Shining or something.
Never. I hate that. God, get out of here.
You don't like that idea?
Uh-uh. Aww. Well, speaking of being grammatically correct, have you seen The Batman?
I have seen The Batman.
Did you love it?
It was okay. I found it to be entertaining.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. But, you know, it was pretty dark, pretty dingy. It was always raining. Holy shit. The future?
It's going to rain all the time?
Well, like, if... I don't...
Wait, is this movie set in the future?
I don't know when it's set, but like there's like a seawall around Gotham.
Oh, because of the rising tides.
So I assume, but I mean, it could just be in some alternate timeline where, you know, global warming progressed much faster and it's actually like in the 1970s or something.
But did they talk to each other on like a rotary phone?
No.
Did they talk to each other on a cell phone?
Somebody had to have, because that's in every movie and show, right? Like, somebody always talks on a cell phone.
Not in Licorice Pizza.
Yeah, because that was set in the 70s.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Did they talk into their Batwatch?
Because I'm saying, like... I'm just thinking, like, okay, Batman, like, he's probably got some, like, thing, some microphone here so he can talk with Alfred and his car.
Oh, you mean he has a beauty mark?
His bat friends or
microphone that's, like, right here on his lip. So it looks like a mole, but actually it's a microphone. Is that what you're saying? Because that's what I'm picturing when you said that.
Yeah, it's like the Fred Savage mole in Austin Powers or whatever.
It has a tiny little satellite on it.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was grungy, which was cool. Okay. I liked that. Right. But I mean, you know, like I don't. It's just I wish this wasn't the case, but like, you know, superhero movies are just. It's sort of like this kind of general action experience.
Yeah,
you know, where it's okay, but I neither get like real excited about them, you know, before, during, or after, or, I just don't seem to like, yay, like just get it just, super stoked.
But it's not like when you watched Batman Forever.
Yeah, no, that was a religious experience. I mean, holy shit. Joel Schumacher. Did we talk about that?
I mean, we did, but that's what I compare every Batman movie to is Batman Forever. Because that's my favorite Batman movie.
Oh my god. The butts. Everything's got butts.
Oh, and not just butts, but close ups of the butts.
Yeah.
With like multiple angles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean
that's what I'm talking about.
That whole crew must have just been doing so many pounds and pounds of cocaine or something.
Whippets, making that movie. Maybe?
Oh, I don't know.
So
great. But I mean, that whatever it takes.
Oh, I mean,
if you're going to make art like that, that is, and movies that are that like powerful and important, like, I don't care if it takes you a little bit of the Peruvian marching powder or whatever, you know, the booger sugar,
Who I've never heard that. Where did you hear that?
I don't know. I've heard that.
That's so disgusting.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm gonna throw up now.
So I heard that this, because I didn't see it yet, but yeah. I heard that this movie brought back some sort of sex appeal that the Christian Bale things just didn't have.
Oh.
And so, but I have to assume that was all Catwoman. Am I right?
Oh, well, that's because you don't like Cedric Diggory. You find, you think he's no good?
Yeah, no. Meh.
No good? Meh. Not so hot on Mr. Pattinson?
Meh.
Not a Pattinson patsy?
I mean, he seems way too young for me, first of all. But second of all, he also is very boring. Looking, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, like certainly for me, I did not find him to be sexy. So I'm like, that's what I'm like racking my brain trying to think of like.
But it was
okay. Would a girl?
Yeah. Did he have his shirt off a lot?
Would
did
like,
he
a
like
gay person? Would somebody who's interested in Robert Pattinson-ish people?
Twilight fans.
Like be. Into this in some extra way.
Yeah, but I'm saying, did he ever, like, have a shirt off? Is he ever, like, exercising? Is he, like...
Well, even Christian Bale did that.
I know, but I find him completely unattractive as well. But
when
I'm
he was
saying,
exercising, he was like...
Yeah, he's, like, insane. Like, it's, like...
There's no...
Gross.
There's, like, no possible way anybody could find that appealing or attractive at all.
It wasn't meant like, to be, like, you know... It wasn't meant to make him look like a beefcake or whatever. So.
Yeah. I'm just like, man, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he had like his shirt off at least once in there, right? Because he had to have
like,
gotten back from, you know, kicking ass or whatever.
Yeah,
and then,
but
like,
is he like Val Kilmer sexy though? Is he like working on it, you know? Is he like making an effort?
No.
Okay. So this was all Catwoman then. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I mean that yeah. Okay. I mean for me, certainly, but probably for others.
Yeah,
they're
but
they're
I
into
think,
like the patents and
I think even if you're straight, you can pick up on times when you're like, oh well, they're obviously trying to make him into the hunk. I mean, it becomes pretty obvious, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was all Catwoman. Okay. So everybody else was kind of like unattractive and sort of gross, but Catwoman was the only real like, yeah.
Yeah, she had the sex appeal for sure. I mean, yeah, that was pretty, that was definitely out there. That was
in
pushed
your face.
Forward in your face.
Okay.
But that's great. To get it closer to the face. I like that.
Okay, well, I was just checking because I didn't know if there was like a lot of, you know, romance and chemistry going on between the old Batman and the Catwoman.
Yeah, I mean, I would say there was definitely some chemistry.
Okay. All right.
But it was like never, like, it didn't...
Nothing like, happened.
Yeah, I don't think anything, really. They might have, like...
Did she lick his face, though?
Smooched? Ooh.
She didn't look his
so.
Face. I don't think it counts.
No, they didn't do that. Like, they did all this, like, you know, this new, like, bullshit filmmaking thing where you don't make everything, like, super over the top and, like, ridiculous.
And what does that entail? Like, they looked at each other across the room, well, but their lips never touched? Or, like,
well,
what
they might have kissed, but she didn't also, because she's the Catwoman, like, have to lick like a cat would. Because she's obviously not a cat. It's like, they did have her drink milk, though. And.
Get out of here.
And she fed, like, within probably 10 seconds of her being on screen. No, probably more like 30 seconds. She was, like, back at her apartment. And, like, there's cats. So, obviously, like, she's Catwoman. Like, if you didn't figure out that this is Catwoman, or you didn't look at the posters or, you know, see a trailer or anything, like, now you can be sure, because this bitch has cats.
So, okay. I can't wait to see this now.
That's why I prefer the whole, you know, Schumacher, like,
approach.
Milieu. I don't know what that means. Yeah, like where he, yeah, you go nuts.
You take it to the limit.
You do all the coke. Yeah. And you go nuts. And you make that Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
And if you don't, like, I'm coming after you.
Well.
And I've got like, the thunder from down under, but, you know, like, with
steel. Chippendales?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, like, hunky dudes with, like, butt, like, defined butt muscles, like.
That's gross. Yeah, I know about it, but I'm not a fan. It's, again, it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, yeah. So I would say I liked the movie. It was long, but I wasn't like, oh, I got to get the fuck out of here. It's too long, you know?
Okay.
So, I mean, to me, that kind of says something.
Yeah.
Because, I could have gotten bored or thought it was stupid and just been like bummed out. Because a three-hour movie, it's not as rare as it used to be. But, you know, anyway. Yeah, go see it. Give it a shot. Send Mr. Twilight, my regards. Write Mr. Twilight on $1 bill and mail it to fucking Gotham.
Coit Tower.
What?
I'm sorry. I was just trying to make a hunky, superhero
defined butt
joke. You know?
Oh yeah, Coit Man. There hasn't been.
No.
Is there?
No, because Coit Tower is like so phallic. I was just making a joke.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is we need to come up with the San Francisco superhero, unless there already is one, but I think still we could.
Okay.
Yeah, there could certainly be two.
That part when you didn't say it before. But, I was going to ask you something else. Do you think that we should make our own interpretation of Batman, like at some point? Because I have a lot of ideas.
Damn.
Oh, yes. I mean, I've been writing my own Batman since 1994, okay?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've always thought it would be interesting to kind of like, I don't know, maybe, see, this is maybe just the Joel Schumacher in me.
Is that why we get along so well? Because inside you're like an older gay man.
I'm not even gay. I just like those butts so much, you know?
All right.
Yeah, anyway, what was I going to say?
Well, are we going to make our movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so anyway, like over the top, like I'm just like, we're going for it. It's a comic book. It's zany or whatever. Or, you know, whatever, at least it's not like so self-serious.
Yeah.
And like bummed out.
Yeah, yeah.
It can still be demented, guys.
Okay.
All right.
But it could be fun too.
Yeah, but like in a demented way, you know?
I like demented fun.
Anyway, so, you know, whatever, just spitballing here. But I've always thought it'd be fun to kind of just turn the whole Batman and Catwoman thing on its head.
Okay. And what would that be?
That would be Catman and Batwoman, right?
Yeah.
The Bat?
No, get rid of the, okay.
Le Bat?
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
Is that what that beer Le Bat is? Is it French for the bats?
No, it's French for the sword. Anyway. yeah.
Just a little free association for you there.
I am going to need there to be like superhero movies that are fun again. Okay. Because all these Marvel movies and Batman, I mean, maybe it's a real stinker Batmans, but they're all too serious. I mean, they put some comedy in there. They put a little, you know, but it's like, all right, well, that was okay, but it wasn't as fun as it could have been. I like the idea of silly superheroes.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Go back to the beginning here.
Take it back to like Batman Begins, man.
No.
Oh, wait. The actual beginning.
No. Like the real beginning
like
of
I'm
Batman.
Like I'm a detective who dresses like, up as a bat.
Yeah. Like you're reading
and I just
it
like punch people really
paper.
Hard.
Yeah. Go back to that.
I have a gun.
Except.
Boom.
Except. Do you don't have a gun?
You gotta have a gun.
Batman purposefully never has a gun. You know that.
Well, he doesn't believe in him.
That's right. Like,
a gun killed his mom and dad.
Yeah. He, like, has a conscience.
Dude, okay? Didn't he hear that it's not the gun's fault?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen any... Isn't he
a member of the NRA?
I haven't seen any Batman around Reading. Have you?
No, but then... I have seen... And I haven't seen Catman, but I want to.
Okay, so
Catman. Because I really think that could go along with the defined butt thing, too. Oh,
100%.
I mean, this thing is going to be dripping with sex appeal.
Both. Yeah. Both characters.
Yeah.
Are going to be dripping with sex appeal for two totally different reasons.
You've never seen
it's going to be a crossover hit. Than
a hot bat. Like,
but she's going to be a vampire bat. Okay. Not just a bat. Yeah. A vampire bat.
Yeah, old bat, but not old.
Well, she could be old.
Yeah, because she's immortal.
Yeah, there you go. She looks like she's 25, but really she's 500. That's just because
she became a bat when she was 25.
There you go.
And her body doesn't age or change or whatever, you know.
But she can't go out in the sun.
Except for the superpowers.
She can't go out in the sun, but that's perfect because
that's not ever a problem.
It's the dark night all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, it's a bat.
You that's know, perfect. Still,
so, like, that's when they're nocturnal.
Okay, so then Catman is going to be more of a daytime creature.
Oh, yeah.
And then, but with the option of night action, mm-hmm. right? Because there's alley cats and all this.
Yeah.
And he's going to have, a silicone, like, a latex, you know, cat suit.
Yeah.
Because he's Catman.
Uh-huh.
Right? And exactly. It's going to be like a one-piece unitard.
Dude, what is more scary than that?
Like, scary and sexy, though, at the same time.
Yeah. And
right?
Bold and beautiful.
And he's going to have, instead of like a cape, you know, he's going to have like a collar around his neck that he can use to like fight off bad guys.
Like for a leash?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, so we can take it off.
So what about, so for casting, like let's think about, you know, what we're going to do. So my first thought, and I can't quite get it out of my head, but is the singing telegram guy.
Oh my gosh, that's the exact same thing. That I thought. That
really?
So weird.
From High Maintenance?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, that's random and weird.
That's Catman.
Yep.
I mean, I think, I would like to at least entertain some other ideas about this, but like, that's Cat. That seems like Catman.
Yeah,
like
he'd be a perfect Catman.
Oh, God. He would fucking kill
Catman. And he can sing, too.
But, like, can he play, because obviously there has to be, like, chemistry between Catman and Batwoman.
Well, guess who Batwoman's going to be? Can he play straight? He doesn't have to.
Okay.
See, you missed this other sideline.
Okay. All right, lay it on me.
All right, well, first of all, Batwoman is going to be Nadja.
Okay. All right.
From What We Do in the Shadows.
Okay.
Because she's already practiced being a vampire. Now she's she's going to be a bat.
Okay.
Lady.
Do you think she'll do it? Like, do you think maybe we're going to have contractual issues?
Wait till she sees the outfit. Okay. When she sees the outfit, she's definitely going to do it. Because it's also going to be made out of latex.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, will she have wings? Like a bat.
Yes. Okay. She's going to have the Batman cape. Okay. Except it's going to be lace.
Okay. A lace cape.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Much like the invisibility cloak.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's lace.
Huh.
Okay.
Be darned. Wow.
How's that
I did
hit
not
you?
See that coming. But I love it.
Okay. And so for wait. You asked me something else.
We
already know who we're casting. We're casting the guy from High Maintenance. It's the singing telegram guy.
Yeah.
And then we're casting Nadja from What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's all we need.
But it could also be a musical, right?
Mm.
No.
No. I don't want it to be a musical.
Okay. Oh, I was going to say, this is why they don't have to be in love. Okay.
Like, they already did Cats. They're doing Spider-Man.
Okay, okay. No musical. All right. It's just that guy is so good at singing.
I know.
Anyway, okay. He's gay, the cat man.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is just his friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and they're
yeah.
best friends.
They're besties.
But they don't have any romance.
Okay.
Okay. They're yeah. like, they're just like partners and they're it's friends.
Platonic.
Yeah.
And like in a crime fighting sense.
Right.
Like they have mutual respect.
Yeah. They for respect one another's each other. Like
crime yes. fighting skills. Now, do they fight crime?
Yes. They okay. definitely fight crime. Okay. But they also pursue love. You know, it's kind of like split between the two. Do you like the idea of that?
Oh my God.
So she's straight and he's gay. And so they have, you know, two kind of different worlds that they live in when they're not together fighting crime.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But see, then they can really focus
yeah.
on their work.
Yeah.
Right? That's yep. perfect. There's just, there's not all this back and forth like cat woman.
Yeah, there's Batman. there's no sexual tension nope. there. So like, you know, nobody's gonna be like let down.
That's
if
right.
the other one doesn't reciprocate, you know.
There's no distraction.
In an equal right? or appropriate way, you know.
That's right.
So yeah, no distraction. So pure crime fighting.
Yep.
And then pure Joel Schumacher-esque.
Yes.
Well, they'll do that with the crime fighting too.
Yes.
But then, you know, like excess or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have access in a movie,
yeah.
what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, I believe it was Mos Def who said, excess is instant.
Oh.
And something is commonplace, but that wasn't actually the word. So just joking. But have fun, y'all. but before we have any more fun.
Yeah.
Fun. 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 We had some beverages to try and sample.
Oh, yes. Are you ready for a delicious beverage break?
Well, let me... we have a new sponsor for the show. We do not have a new sponsor for the show. It's us. But one of our favorite podcasts, I think was talking about a new soda.
Yeah.
The new soda on the block.
Yeah.
And so I had to get right on the,
you had on to get the on internet. The, on the wait list.
And get on the wait list and get a sample. And this was like, you know, months ago now. So these have been sitting in the fridge
chilling.
Waiting. Just waiting for y'all.
And they're nice and chill. Wow.
They're nice and chill. But let me ask you something. My dear.
Yes, my darling.
Are you ready for fucking 4 grams of sugar?
Just 4 grams?
Yeah. And hey.
Hey.
How do you feel about calm, focus, and balance? You like that?
Oh my gosh. All three in one?
Does that sound good?
Oh, that sounds fabulous.
Yeah. Do you like GMOs?
No, I hate GMOs.
Oh, well, good thing this has no GMOs in it.
Oh my gosh, I can drink it.
Do you ever drink gluten or vegans?
I never drink glutens or vegans.
Okay. Well, good, because even if you drank this, you still wouldn't do that.
That's amazing.
Anyway, this
tell
is
tell me more.
This is Perfy soda.
Ooh, Perfy.
Perfy. I guess they think it's perfect or something.
This is the Perfy
and
soda.
We'll let you know if it actually is. But this is adaptogenic and nootropic. And so
what does that mean?
What you can expect once we crack these open and take a sip is that we are going to have an enhanced sense of calm, focus, and balance, for one. We are going to... basically just start podcasting like so hard.
Okay. So
that it's going to like, we're going to be here for hours.
Does yours say that has yuzu in it?
Yuzu?
Mine says blood orange yuzu.
No, no, no. These are all different flavors. This is fruit punch, and then this is a fungus balance.
Let's see. You said that already.
Let me run it back here. Focus, balance, calm, focus, and balance.
Okay. Are you feeling that now?
Tropical. I thought it said Cletus for a second, but I'm pretty sure it's citrus. Tropical citrus.
Okay.
And yours is blood orange and...
I don't even know.
Swisher sweet or something. No. Let's crack these fucking things open and take a sip.
All right.
I'm sick of talking about them.
I'm ready for the perfy soda experience. I hate that name. All right. Cheers.
Cheers. What if it's perfect,
though? Then I'll say so.
Holy shit.
That's pretty good.
That is so fucking good.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Holy shit. This whole can has only 20 calories. Mm. And it contains 14% juice. Did you know that?
14% juice?
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I mean, it's impossible.
That's pretty good, whatever this yuzu stuff is. Mm. Want to trade?
Let's trade.
Okay.
We're going to have to open the other one. Too, because man, that fruit punch is motherfucking delicious. Yuzu.
Oh, that's pretty good. I didn't really like fruit punch, but that's pretty good. It has melons in it. I think we have to save that one for Charlie.
I have to taste it. Babe, I have to know which one I like the
best.
Can't
you taste it tomorrow?
God damn it.
Here, let's trade back.
You like this one better?
Yeah.
Oh my god, they're both so fucking good.
okay, perfect. Like, I took it back. I like your name. Send us some more soda.
I fucking love this so much. Like, this is my life now. essentially.
Oh, that's gonna be an expensive addiction, dude.
Oh, dude, I don't care. Whatever it takes, man. They could charge me $10 a piece for these things.
No,
and I am lining up all day. Man, well, you heard it here first, folks. I don't even know if this shit is available in the stores, but get yourself some perfy.
Be on the lookout for some perfy.
Bolo.
Okay, this is the Bolo.
Bolo, motherfucker. When you see it, get it. And get online, and maybe they'll send you some for free, too. Like, I just had to pay for shipping.
Nice. Look at us getting sponsored.
Look at us.
Paying for our own shipping.
Oh my god, dude.
You taste all that juice?
Mouthfeel?
Bears love
the
juice.
The mouthfeel alone on this is like, dude, that's scrumptious. I did not think I was
scrumptious. Oh my gosh. Never say that.
Dude, that's scrumptious.
That should be their tagline. Dude, that's scrumptious.
Oh my god. Look, damn, we gotta put together a marketing campaign for these fucking people.
We just did, man. It's done.
Yeah, but
you have to take your shirt off now.
Yeah, like I can't stop thinking about it. It's just sitting over there looking at me.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to wrap this up soon. I mean, if you got to drink your perfy, are you going to be able to go on?
I am experiencing the most enhanced state of calm and focus, man. Oh my god. I just had a little burp, but this literally is perfect. Oh my god.
Wow.
I found my calling.
Wow.
Drinking perfy. This is like probably what it must feel like to do heroin or something like that for the first time.
Jeez. I don't know if it was that exciting.
Oh my god, it was so good.
I don't like juice, though. See, I'm weird.
Oh, man. Fuck off, dude. That is... You love this shit.
No, I like this. This is good. But I can't really drink, like, juice.
I'm gonna have some more of this.
You know, like, just juice? Like, orange juice makes me ill.
You can do it.
No.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, enough... I don't know if it is enough. It's not enough. Yeah. So, anyway...
Yeah.
Now that we have done that, we can have fun, y'all. Because I don't know if you're aware of this, but we have someone special here tonight. And let me tell you what, Santa Monica, this is something that you've never had. Santa Monica has never had.
That's true.
Believe you me.
That's really actually very true. I'm not sure I've ever even been to Santa Monica.
Oh, you've been to Santa Monica. Because you are the beautiful one. You're the one and only one. Yeah, anyway, we have a world premiere from a very talented artist in the hyperpop space, I would say.
Oh my gosh, that's such a gross term, but yeah, okay.
And,
that's true.
And the name of that artist is
Bowie Valentine.
Bowie Valentine.
In the flesh.
And that's you.
That's me. That's my alter ego.
So what the fuck are we talking about?
Okay, so I made a song. Which is strange because I'm not really like a musician, you know. But yeah, I play bass here and there, but that's about it. I don't like write music. Per se.
Well, yeah, you do. Look, well, what you did.
But I guess I do now, but only because I realized that you don't have to know anything about music to make a song.
That's right.
And then once I knew that, I was like, okay, I can figure this out. So I made this silly little song called "To Have Fun," and the children helped me.
Yes.
Thanks, children.
Yeah.
And it was sort of a collaborative effort.
Very cool.
It was fun. It was actually fun to do.
That's so good. I mean, that impresses me, actually, because it's like, you know, yeah, you can do it and not have to know anything, and then you can just do it. And it's like, that might even help a little bit, like, whereas somebody who has all these hang-ups and all this musical training and experience or whatever, that's sort of like fucking with them.
I don't know anybody like that.
Yeah. Just this hypothetical person. Yeah,
just somebody, a friend of mine.
Yeah. Yeah, it might, like, they'd be all, ugh, I can't fucking do anything. You know, like an idiot.
Yeah, it's hard to follow the rules. And then you
just swoop in and eat their lunch.
Well.
And you have fun, y'all.
Yeah, have fun. It's all these YouTube tutorials Charlie keeps watching. They've been slowly filtering into my brain on accident, and then I was like thinking about it for about a month, and then I was like, oh, okay, I got how this all works. But I didn't want to learn all the software, so the children had to do that part.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's good. Like, it's for the things you don't know how to do, you find someone to collaborate with.
That's right.
Who can help you.
And I like collaborations. So anyway, you can check it out on all of the things.
Yeah.
Spotify, Apple Music.
It's called Have Fun.
Yep.
And it's the first single off of our new gold record. And by our, I mean her.
We'll post it. Post it so you can hear it. All right. We'll put it on the blog. We'll put it on the socials.
Yeah, we would like you to to give it a spin.
I'd like you to have fun.
Yeah, we would love you to have fun. Have fun. Get yourself a perfy.
Hang out, chill out,
enhance your sense of calm, dude.
Yeah,
it's fucking delicious, man.
I like to focus on fun now.
Yeah,
is that good?
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah,
if I can do that, I'm gonna be perfy.
Mm. Yeah. So, are there any other bolos? Any other things that we need to be on the lookout for?
Well, it's ironic, but the 90s are back. Have you heard that?
Mm.
And I know we talked about indie sleaze, so we will get back into that.
Yeah, because that was after the 90s.
That's right, but a precursor a very important part of indie sleaze and all kinds of other sleaze going forward is what I like to call the wife beater, which is a men's white undershirt that is a tank top. And I wore them to death in the 90s, I'm sure, as you recall.
I do.
Mostly without a bra. Yeah. But now they're back, and that's the new hot thing.
And are they calling them wife beaters? Because well, that's such a...
No, they're calling them the white tank top. But I think we all know what they're really called.
Yeah, but they're not doing like boy beaters or whatever. They're not like purposefully calling them boy beaters.
No beaters. Beating people isn't funny anymore, you know? Which I agree. It wasn't funny in the first place, but...
Yeah, it never was.
No.
Because it's like, it's, yeah, not only a terrible situation to picture... But then, like, it's also on some dude with, like, who's, like, smoking a cigar and, like, spilled his...
Chili all his over himself. His fucking
taco.
Yeah.
You know, on the...
Yeah.
Ugh.
Right. And so, it's, like, that's your hero.
Yeah. That's my hero. Exactly.
But that's what I mean, that's why wife beater got coined. It's like, you're kind of, like, embodying... that persona when you wear stuff like that, like you're, you know, like on the wrong side of the tracks, you're the bad guy.
I need to get Batman on this, or maybe Dick Tracy. I don't know.
Oh, I prefer Dick Tracy personally.
Yeah, I know you do. You're you've been crazy for Beatty since 1982.
Oh, not Beatty. Forget him. He's so boring. No.
Yeah.
Breathless.
So anyway, be on the lookout for the tank top.
Yeah, that is white.
That's white. Formerly known as the wife beater, formerly known as also the boy beater.
And just an undershirt.
Yeah.
That's another like name for
way
it.
Formerly.
Yeah, way back. Way yeah. Back.
I mean, if you're going to wear underwear on the outside, out into public, then
you might as well just like put slut right on your forehead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? That's what I say.
Yeah. So be on the lookout for that and keep an eye out and keep your ear to the ground. But so that's a 90s thing.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Okay.
All right. And we're doing it.
Yeah. We're doing it again. We're going down that same old track one more time.
Yeah.
And we've already done plaid, you know, shirts and slip dresses and Doc Martens. So we got to do the wife beater now. And now after that's that, next. We'll go do the Matrix. And then it'll be over. And then we can finally get back to indie sleaze.
You guys, we're going to have like the coolest glasses.
Oh, it's already happening.
It'll be like we're going to have like wraparound. Like,
it's
you
so
know.
So gross.
Like titanium,
like
Oakleys.
I saw there was
and stuff.
Yes, the white wraparound Oakleys with the blue fades. I had those, and somebody was wearing them, like in a music video or something the other day, and I was like, oh my gosh, like wow, mm-hmm. I like wore those like with all seriousness.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't blink an eyeball. Just like, these are my glasses. I look so good in these. It's just like amazing. I like played tennis in those all season too.
Holy shit. And did you wear them like during the day or were those just your tennis shades?
Well, those are my all day, every day glasses.
Oh my God.
Oh, you missed out, shit. Man. You really missed out on some fun.
Oh, that's fucking great. Oh, man.
And in fact, sometimes when I would play tennis, I would wear a Batman pen on my shirt.
Pen?
Pen. A pin. A brooch. Okay. A brooch.
A brand new brooch?
Yeah. And I would wear that as my lucky, you know, like lucky charm or whatever when I play tennis.
Yeah, you could get those bat serves in there.
Yep. Yeah. It worked.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The bat.
It was a bat power.
Bat tennis racket. The bat racket.
Ray.
The bat ball.
Yeah. The batarang. The bat shark spray. Right?
Yeah. Well, what else? Speaking of the 90s.
Yeah.
What else? What's another thing we should look out for? Is there any other 90s content that may resurface?
Yeah.
So, sometime soon.
So get this, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get it.
Okay. I finally decided to take all of our old tapes, like our home movie tapes, and like get them digitized, right? And then $500 later, it was done. And now we have forever all of our tapes in the cloud. Okay. And anyway, I was kind of like skimming through them and I came across this little clip of the most amazing band of the 90s.
Yeah.
Water Macer.
We've all heard of them.
Everybody's heard of them.
Some of us have been in the band.
Yeah. It's like one of the most iconic and legendary bands of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're talking about Winchester Trail. Anyway.
If you're talking the 90s.
Yeah. I'm talking the 90s.
Then I think we all know who we're talking about.
So there's a little...
Water Macer.
Yeah, there's a little behind the music clip that may show its face on social media. And you shot it.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. You were the cameraman.
Wow. Where was it?
It was at the Victor House.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, anyway, just give you a little taste because that might be the only photographic evidence that we have of the band at this point, so
yeah,
but at least we saved that. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, good one.
So anyway, yeah. So be on the lookout. We'll see what happens. You know,
yeah,
it's only gonna appear on our Team Babe Instagram. So if you're not following, then like, I guess you're lame.
I guess you'll miss it.
Yeah,
but boo-hoo for you. That'd be a real shame.
Yep.
And yeah, man. I mean, we miss doing the show every week, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we're just so busy.
Yeah.
But it'll be okay.
But you know, what I really think is that maybe now with this, you know, calm focus and balance that we've been able to achieve, you know, through our various sponsorships.
Yeah.
And purchases.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think we might be able to get back to it.
Okay. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah. Let's think about it.
Okay. I'll think about it. I'll let you know.
Yeah. Let me know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll like Skype it to your inbox. Okay.
Yeah. Send it over.
Yeah. I'll send you a fax.
Yeah. Message in a bottle. A bottle of Perfy.
Hey, babe.
Fruit punch.
I'm sending you a message.
What is it?
Are you getting it?
Oh. Oh, it has eyebrows.
Yeah. It's, I love you, babe.
Oh, I love you too. This episode of the Team Babe podcast was produced by Robin Fader.
And Jason Fader.
In our home studio in Redding, California.
With original music written and recorded by Jason Fader.
If you love this episode, tell a friend and please consider subscribing on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Like, all of them.
Yeah, like, subscribe, and share. Find out more on our website at teambabe.life. And follow us on all social media at Team Babe Podcast.
Thanks for listening. It was good for us.
We hope it was good for you too.